sometimes you feel like the wind gets knocked out of your sails. It's a great expression, because when you have done any sailing, you'll know that when the wind's in your sails, you feel fantastic. The boat's heeling over. It's easy to steer. There's a sense of excitement because it's ploughing through the waves. You can see where you're going. You know the future. You can understand how you're going to turn, how you're going to avoid hitting the rocks. You can understand how you're going to deal with waves and break through currents. And you can do anything you want. And then when the wind gets out of the sails, the yacht sort of starts to wobble from side to side, and the current starts to take the boat wherever it wants to, and you look at the rocks and you think, shit, I'm going to hit those rocks if I don't get some wind in these sails, and the whole story goes on. And so sometimes in your life the wind gets knocked out of your sails, and you think, shit, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. You don't know, and that happens from time to time in everybody's day or everybody's life. They get the wind knocked out of their sails. They get information they didn't expect, or they get hurt, or they realize they've been lied to, or something happens and the wind gets knocked out of your sails and you go, I really just want to throw in the towel and go back to ground zero, or throw in the towel and give it up and do something different. I really want to have a less ambition. I really want to just, become a monk or a nun, or go and live in a monastery or meditate my life away. And it's just really easy when the wind gets knocked out of your sails to react. And I think the most important thing when the wind gets knocked out of your sails and you feel a little bit like lost in space is to just be very quiet. Not do anything suddenly, not make any sudden moves, not make any sudden reactions, but know that you are in a vulnerable place, in as much as if you don't put the wind back in your sails pretty soon, you're going to drift onto the rocks and maybe have a log jam. Now, one of the things, let's talk about cause. One of the things that causes the wind to get knocked out of your sail is you weren't concentrating. So in sailing, it's a great metaphor to understand that if you're sailing along and you just don't keep your eye on the game, you can point the yacht up into the wind, and suddenly you're just sitting there, the sails are flapping and everything's going everywhere, and it's because you just lost concentration. So you weren't thinking about the future, you're being a bit naive, you're a bit focused on the present, maybe you were talking to somebody and being completely distracted. Now that can easily happen, especially when we are trying to troubleshoot. Let's say we feel like we've got a sore shoulder, or we've got a sore back, or we've got a sore leg, or we feel like that things aren't going the way we want, or we feel like we've got a cold, and you can start troubleshooting life and therefore not focusing on keeping the wind in the sails, which is, what's my career, where am I going, how's my health, how's my relationship, what am I doing to make it better, etc., etc. You can start focusing down onto, I've got to lose weight. You can get focused down onto, how do I deal with this problem today? How do I get the computer fixed? How do I, get an air ticket? You start focusing into the small stuff. So just be careful not to lose concentration and therefore knock the wind out of the sails. Another thing that can cause the wind to get knocked out of the sails is there's no wind. Now, sometimes, and I think this happens particularly around full moons, sometimes the wind goes out of people's, or a lot of wind comes into people's sails and makes the yacht almost like keel over, because it's the full moon is a really disturbed time, and that's usually when you get those kicks in the guts, because people react to shit around full moons and they say things they don't mean, or they mean things they don't say, and things become traumatic. So you have to be careful around the full moon. The other time you need to be careful is around the new moon. Around the new moon, the wind does really go out of your sails. It's not a good time on a new moon or a full moon to start new projects, but particularly on a new moon, that's a time where the energy is quite low and you need to, in a way, lay low. So there's two causes of having the feeling of the wind got knocked out of your sails. Another reason is because it's time to move forward. So sometimes we get into a place of comfort or a place of auto zone or Groundhog Day, and it's time to remap the future. Now, this remapping is always going on in the back of your brain. It, whether you like it or not, it's part of nature. And the remapping or the replanning of the future or the thinking about whether this version of reality is the one you want to live or a different version, that is always going on in the back of your brain. And so therefore, sometimes it just sits there churning over until such time as it comes to the surface and we react and we get this feeling that the wind got knocked out of our sails. And in that time, it's really important to go back to basics, go back to the disciplines of being, counting your blessings, being grateful for what you've got, appreciate things the way they are, try to be thankful for the opportunity of life, remember your values, re-engage your core values, work out what really is your values, connect to your vision, write your purpose, get healthy, do some discards on people or things that are around you that are giving you the shits, and just make sure that you go back to the back on track process to take advantage of the moment where the wind gets knocked out of your sails. So all that being said, it's not not a time to lay down and die. It's not a time to sit down and go, oh, poor me, the wind got knocked out of my sails, I'm going to get depressed. You have to fight that, because that's like being in a yacht with the wind knocked out of the sails and the current taking you closer and closer to the rocks. You know, it just gets more and more probability that things are going to go pear-shaped. So I strongly recommend, if the wind gets knocked out of your sails at anything in life, is go back to basics, hire the coach, get really connected to the coach, ask the coach to help you every single day by asking for feedback and connection and phone calls, so that you work through the stuff and you stay disciplined on it, because that's what it really most needs in that time when the wind gets knocked out of your sails. You need discipline. All right, well, this is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Sorry about the wind in the microphone, but it's up here on Mark's Park. She's a bit windy, but that's okay, isn't it? Bye for now.